I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carlos, first of all, just what was your biggest gripe with Jeremy Rehak tonight?
Yeah, I just thought that, you know, they got a few calls that I thought they were balls, especially, you know, up in the zone. And that last one, I thought, you know, was way out. But look, I understand they have a hard job, and Jeremy's really good at his job. You know, they're human. I know they're working really hard behind the plate. I just felt like I needed to express my frustrations there.
As for the game itself, you've known Harrison Bader for a little while now. What has been different about him in this first half offensively than you've seen at times in the past?
Yeah, the biggest thing I've seen is the improvement against right-handed pitching, you know, especially his ability to stay in there versus breaking ball. You know, we saw it today, and he's laying off some tough breaking balls as well. So when he's not chasing and he's just staying on the attack on pitches that he can do damage with, he's a pretty good hitter. And we're seeing that this year. But, yeah, his approach against righties is the biggest thing I've seen.
Tony?
Feels like we ask you every night about Lindor and Nimmo up top. What does it say about this lineup that you can get five home runs from the bottom half of your lineup?
It's a deep lineup. You know, obviously the contributions we're getting from Vientos, from Alvarez, Iglesias when he's there, obviously Bader, you know, whether it's in the 7, 8, or 9 hole, you know, it's 1 through 9, a tough at bat. And that's a challenge for pitchers, you know, that, you know, you got to get through the first 4 or 5, which are pretty good. But then, you know, you got some other guys behind them that, you know, are as good as, you know, the other guys. It's good.
Zach.
The last two innings there, what did you just make of Diekman kind of struggling again and then Edwin with those two walks?
Yeah, look, you know, I'm watching the game on TV. Not fun. I thought Diekman got behind against Blackman and then went right after 3-2, left it up in the zone, and, you know, gave a homer. Then Tovar got him, and then he got an out. Look, he threw strikes. He stayed on the attack. We were up 4. It happens. And then Diaz, you know, they made him work. 2 quick outs, but then he kind of lost his zone there, but then he went after Tovar there. And I like how he uses a fastball, a couple of slider there that, you know, we got away with it, but then, you know, make that last pitch, and we got the final out. So,
Tim,
given what's going on with your bullpen, how vital has it been to get this run of starting performances from your rotation?
Yeah, look, it was huge for us for Sean to go 7. You know, we've been saying it that, you know, they need to go deep at times, and, you know, there's going to be times I'm going to be aggressive, and today was one of those where, you know, the score dictated it. Manaea was really good. I thought the sweeper slider was good. He was able to, you know, add, subtract. And then the fastball, too, after he, you know, he honed that breaking 2-out walk, honed that slider for the 2-run homer. He went and stayed on the attack, you know, and he was really, really good. The sweeper was really good. And for him to go 7 today was important for us.
Abby. Sean has talked a lot this year. 1 second, please, wait for the mic.
Sean's talked a lot this year about sort of overthinking things in some innings. He's had some big innings early in the game and then calmed down. The last few starts, it seems like maybe he's gotten out of his own head. Do you see a different, more like at ease Sean Manaea right now?
Yeah, and I saw an aggressive guy today, especially after he gave up that 2-run homer after the 2-out walk. He went right after people, you know, especially the next hitter, you know, he attacked using the fastball, the two-seam, and then he got on a rhythm, you know, and he started using that breaking ball, and he was in complete control, you know. So for him to go 7, that tells you, you know, that he's in a good spot, not only physically but mentally too.
Do you think some of that just comes with, I don't know, maybe confidence? He's had a good run of some good starts, and so he's able to sort of ease off of himself?
Yeah, he knows he's a good pitcher, you know, and he wants to go deep in games. These are some of the conversations we've been having, you know, for the past month or so, you know, and today we had that chance and he got the job done. So he's feeling pretty good.
Steve.
You know, when you talk about aggression with Manaea. I mean, across the board, from a starting pitcher's perspective, how much do you think having an offense that is capable of doing this and is doing it consistently contributes to guys feeling more comfortable going after hitters?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Because, you know, as a pitcher, when you know that you got that type of offense, that is, you know, you don't have to be perfect all the time. Just stay on the attack, get shut down inning after we score by staying aggressive. I think, yeah, you know, they feed off that, you know, because they know that if they give us a chance, the offense is going to come back at some point if we get behind in games. And that was the case today. You know, we gave up two and answered right back with three homers, you know. So, they feel it and they feed off that.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.